Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
In Las Vegas, Cindy Perlman Gaber covers entertainment. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about the big Swifty news today.
Good morning, Bob. And maybe we should call this the Tay story. Taylor Swift uniting with Woody and Buzz Lightyear. She just dropped the news that she did an original song called I Knew It, I Knew You for the upcoming Disney Pixar film Toy Story 5. The song drops on June 5th, written for the character, the ragdoll Jessie. And do we smell an Oscar nomination in her future? Yes, and a possible win. These kind of films always produce the winner of Best Song. And Taylor wrote yesterday, I've always dreamt of getting to write for these characters who I've adored since I was 5 years old, watching Toy Story for the first time. I fell instantly in love with Toy Story 5 when I was lucky enough to see it in its early stages. And I wrote the song as soon as I got home from the screening. Sometimes you just know, right? And you can order this at taylorswift.com or it's out Friday. And the movie's out June 19th.
Yeah, just ask Walter Jacobson. Tell us about your interview with the Earth, Wind, and Fire founder.
And this was amazing. Ralph Johnson, who was one of the founders of Earth, Wind, and Fire, just a delightful guy. I did a phoner with him the other day, and he said, we don't have to be sad about anything in the world. If you have any problems, just put on Boogie Wonderland. There is no way, he said, quote, a bad day gone. You put on Boogie Wonderland, you can't frown. I tried it. You should try it. It can't work. Your frown does not work. But he was so lovely, and they have so many good things coming out. They are opening the Tribeca Film Festival tomorrow night with their documentary directed by Questlove called Earth, Wind, and Fire, To Be Celestial versus That's the Weight of the World. And it's the story of the band with also commentary from some of their biggest fans, including Barack and Michelle Obama, Flea, Lionel Richie. Johnson also has a book out called Rhythm and Fire, A Life in Harmony with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I did ask him, you know, what about aging? He's 75 now on stage. I said, what do you know now that you didn't know in your 20s? And he said, quote, I know now that you don't get to be old being a fool. So no fools in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's see if that Boogie Wonderland movie actually does elevate our mood here. I think it does work. Earth, Wind, and Fire with Lionel Richie coming to Chicago. They'll be at the United Center June the 26th. New series for Ben Stiller. What's that all about, Cindy?
Ben Stiller, not just a Fokker, although another Fokker movie's coming up. He's mixing it up with Mike Judge for a new series called Protective Custody. Stiller plays a disgraced financier facing fraud charges, and he's thrown into protective custody while awaiting trial. He needs to navigate prison politics. He has to salvage his reputation and confront the fallout from this massive fraud trial. And Judge is set to direct, so you know that's going to be good. And Stiller calls it an awkward comedy in the vein of Hogan's Heroes meets The Office. Look for that in 2027.
If you see David Kelly's name on a project, you know that's going to be good too, don't you?
You know that's going to be good. He has that Margo's Got Me Troubles sample right now, which is really good. And he's also a big fan of author Michael Connelly. He's bringing his 2024 crime novel Nightshade to TV. It's going to be retitled, though. It's going to be called Welcome to Catalina. Written by Kelly, it's going to center on an L.A. County Sheriff's detective named Stillwell, who's been kind of exiled to a low post policing rustic Catalina Island. And you think it's going to all be just petty thefts and not much going on, but they find a body in the water, and here we go. No word yet, though, on who's going to play that detective.
It's the season to think about books to read on the beach, and you're an author of young adult novels yourself, so I know your recommendations are good. What are you liking these days?
I know. If you're not going to read my thing, The Order of Odd Brilliance, which is out, you should read Beach Read by Emily Henry, which is such a great book. All her books are so good. and this New York Times bestseller is being brought to the big screen. But you got to watch out, Bob. It's a chick flick, a rom-com that you're going to probably have to watch. This is a big love story. And it's, you know, people are sad. They go to an island, their secrets, and just a lot of mush and gush. But Beach Read coming next year, it's going to star Patrick Schwarzenegger as the hunky hunk and Andie MacDonald as one of the moms and a newcomer, Phoebe Devaner. She's going to play the girl. So looks good, and those books are fantastic.
All right, we've been warned. And finally, Batman. Batman himself involved in a crime, huh?
You know, holy bat signal, Robert Pattinson's admitting that he kind of quote-unquote borrowed something from the Batman set, and that is 150 pairs of Batman socks. I mean, how many socks does Batman have? But, you know, on a movie set, they have to have multiples of everything. But he said he was afraid to take anything from the suit because, you know, they watch that stuff like a hawk. But he just kept taking socks, you know, kind of cool, give your friends some Batman socks. But I guess the Warner execs caught up with him and said, you know, Robert, how many socks do you need in one lifetime? We've been shooting this thing for a year. And, you know, Pattinson said, you know, he's a busy guy. He needs a lot of socks. So there you go. I have to admit, I did sort of get a makeup bag from the Wonder Woman set, but they sort of kind of said I could have it a long time ago.
Okay. They're not the thin Walmart socks. They're cushy. I like it. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.